الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. دي Islamic Brethren Views of Madani Channel. الحمد لله عز وجل. Our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Ziyai, Allah has granted him a long life and good health, writes in his famous book Faizan al-Sunnah, Beneficence of Reciting Salawat upon the Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He quotes a beautiful narration that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, has stated, doing the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in abundance, and recitation of Salat upon me keeps away poverty, destitution.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Salatun wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. So this is a solution to some of our problems. We are sometimes in financial difficulties, problems, business problems. So there's another solution for us. Recite Durood-e Pak in abundance. Inshallah, it will move bare barakati out and bring only barakah and blessings in your life. Inshallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we are trying to tackle a topic, and that topic which is affecting the whole world, we can say. Yes, the whole world. Not only the whole world, but we're talking about every continent. African continent, American continent, you're talking about Europe continent, Indo-Pak continent. Every province in each country, in every city in each country, every town, every home, every house, every family is affected by this sickness. Vulgar languages, obscene languages, bad words, bad talking. So today we're going to discuss a few angles about the harmful effects about this topic of vulgar languages. And inshallah azza wa jalla, we will try to give some solution, because in a little time we cannot cover such a vast topic. But inshallah, we will try to cover a few points about this topic, vulgar languages.
As you have just mentioned regarding vulgar languages, this is definitely a very serious virus in our communities these days. Especially when it comes to the youth. It is often seen that minor kids as well, when they use vulgar languages, it's basically nothing for them. In other words,
part of the daily routine.
It's part of the daily routine, and their fathers as well promote them in this regard. Definitely, this is my personal experience. As we also heard one Honorable Nigrani Shura, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, had mentioned that sometimes there are parents of this nature that when their children swear at a little very age, at a very small age, minor age, and if the child swears, sometimes the friends or the brother or the family members of the child say, wow, just look at how he swore. Son, swear again and show me how you swore. Swear it again, say the word again, see? He's like encouraged. He's like taught that, no, say it again. There's so much of fun in that. There's so much of happiness in that.
That stuff.
And when the same child grows up, and when he swears back at his father, then they are running for ta'weez. Then the parents are running and looking for solutions. But when the time was there to stop the child, when the time was there to correct and rectify him, at that time, no interest was taken. So basically, as we have mentioned in the very beginning, that swearing is indeed a virus in the community. Vulgar languages, there is no adab, there is no respect, and even this is not considered who you are talking with. what you are talking.
Actually, I think
how you are talking.
I think Maulana, main thing is that, you know, it's tarbiyat.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's some parents promote it, because why? Actually, it leads from parents down to children. Mm. If what the child sees in the father, the child follows. What the daughter sees in the mother, the daughter follows. Likewise, it's happening in the home. So if they're using obscene languages, or they're using vulgar languages, or even slang languages, you know, slang languages. Each country has their own slang. South Africa has its own style. Pakistan might have its own style. UK might have its own style. America might have its own style. So kids also pick up slang with foul languages, as well as vulgar languages, obscene languages. And you know, some parents, okay, they promote it. But you know, sometimes we come into some situation, and all of a sudden you're standing and you're addressing somebody, or you're addressing a parent, or you're in some meeting, and all of a sudden you hear a word which startles you, because you're shocked, you know, to hear that it's such a small, sweet, young voice making this sound, and all of a sudden you turn and you see, Allahu Akbar, this child, only 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, views of Madani channel, speaking such language.
Allah.
It amazes you, you know, like, it puts you into a shock mode, into a gabarat mode, that our kids are growing up in such a terrible atmosphere.
And then what happens is, from a little age, when the child sees, well, when I have said this bad word, nobody stopped me.
Mm.
Nobody rectified me. To him, that word makes people laugh.
Yeah.
To him, that word is to cheer people up.
Mm.
So he uses it. And then what happens is, as he's growing up, there are people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. But sometimes there are people to be noticed that they cannot say any good word. From the morning till the evening, every sentence has swearing words in it.
Astaghfirullah.
Every sentence has swearing words. There's always command. There's always words that may hurt the feelings. And then for them that becomes normal. Sometimes it is said, when you sit amongst the friends, please don't mind him, I have to talk like that. What this means?
Yeah.
This basically means that he can never speak good. Every language, every time he speaks, he will say something which will hurt your feeling. And then you need to take it as a joke. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if this is in our society, if this is in our home, this is what Madani Channel wants to bring to you, and that is the solution.
So, are you saying that they, in the meeting, in the greeting, in the eating, in the treating, in the moving, in the walking, in the talking, in each and everything they're using languages.
Okay.
So some of them, like you said, almost every sentence, they have to use these words. A person plays a ball, okay? He kick the ball, and if he's upset with the ball, he uses the word, this ball.
Mm.
Example.
Mm.
Okay? So if he about to do something, and something was not in accordance to which you were, he wanted going in his flow, and maybe example, he was skating on a skateboard, and a skateboard, he fell down, he wouldn't recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, but he recite this skateboard.
Allah.
You know, I'm just giving you the words. I mean, viewers of mine, you know what, you know exactly, because you are experiencing it, so you know exactly what we are talking about. The child is playing, he's playing cricket, he's playing soccer, he's running in the yard, they are busy with friends, they are basically all sitting together, they are making jokes, laughing, but every sentence has that one, several words, which amazes us in today's time, that today all the kids are so engulfed with the sickness of vulgarity.
Very amazing. On the same note, as you have just said now, for the benefit of the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, I want to bring this one wonderful incident that I heard in a Madani Mukalima from the blessed tongue of Nigrani Shura, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, that mashallah, on the tour to South Africa, in this blessed tour was a great personality, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadir At-Taradawi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, mashallah. And regarding this tour of Amir Ahl Sunnat, meaning it was a Madani tour to rectify the people, mashallah, he visited South Africa. Alhamdulillah, this is indeed the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this tour, it is mentioned that during the flight, Pyare respected Bapa Jan requested for some water. And hot water was brought to him, because he mostly drinks hot water. for his sihat, for his health purposes. MashaAllah, there's many madani pools in that as well.
There's another. In fact, I think there's another madani mukalma on his own.
On his own, MashaAllah.
The benefits of drinking warm or hot water.
SubhanAllah.
Too much of benefits.
The water which was brought, yeah. And at that moment, this is what was said by Nigrani Shura, that Bapa Jan was busy reading some kitab, some book, he was making mutala'ah, he was researching, and mashallah, this it also shows us that don't waste your time unnecessarily, uselessly. Do something which is useful, and at that time, during the flight, alhamdulillah, staying away from many sins during the flight. Now, those who travel a lot know what things are there to basically indulge people in guna.
Distract
people.
Yes.
Therefore, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, was busy reading a kitab, and whilst reading the book, the water was brought to him, and then he was notified that Hazrat, the water is there. And Bapa Jan, without looking at the glass, he, with his side vision, he must have noticed that the glass is there, the water had come for him. So he, whilst reading the book, raised his hand, he stretched his hand to pick up the glass of water, and mistakenly his finger dipped into the water, into the hot water. And you know, as if a habit, that when something happens to you suddenly,
ouch,
ouch. And many a times we say the other words around.
Yes.
You know, bad words come out, and then oof, we complain about the pain. Yeah, ish. We say such bad sentences sometimes, and then we regret, because why? There was somebody who's senior there. But what Nigrani Shura said, Allahu Akbar, that when Bapa Jan got burnt with the water, same time it just flowed out of his mouth. And what came out? He said, Ya Allah, if this water is so hot, then how hot will the fire of Jahannam be?
Allahu Akbar.
Imagine this. SubhanAllah. This shows that what was in his mind before he got burnt.
And you know, we can continue with that. So if it happens to us in a normal atmosphere, they would be using vulgar languages.
Yeah.
It's this natural. Bloody water, this, that water, this. We will find all the words in the dictionary to curse the water. But look at the Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health. He praises Allah Ta'ala, he thinks about the punishment, the adab of Allah Ta'ala, he thinks about Jahannam.
But instantly.
Instantly. We'll think, but not instantly, because we already with pain, and when pain comes to us, it's like a big adab came upon us.
Allah.
And now that's the end of the world for us. But SubhanAllah, he shows us the part, mashallah, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, may Allah grant him a long life in this earth. And also, use the Madani channel, we have to understand one thing, that many out there, I'm talking about many of our viewers out there, they will have noticed, or maybe they've came across, that people are in jail. Yes. In giraftar, in lockups, because of vulgar languages. You say, yes, is it true? Yes, it is true. Ask those people that are in the jail, why they went into the jail. Some of them will say, you know what, I was involved in this conversation with somebody. I was busy talking to him, and all of a sudden he said me something, and I used the vulgar language, and then he punched me, and I punched him, and then eventually it became fatal, somebody got hurt, or somebody got killed, and eventually it was a court case, and I went to jail. He said, only if, just if I never use Allah. This word, you know, like you said, this piece of meat,
Allah.
It can be a ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala, it is a ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You use it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Or you use it to please shaitan. For those persons who finished up in jail, they would, you see, this one beautiful narration Amir al-Sunnah mentions in Faizan al-Sunnah. He says, the words, the arrow of a bow may miss its target. Use the Madani channel, please listen carefully. The arrow of a bow may miss its target, but the words of a tongue never miss its target.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned by a great saint in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Maysara, yeah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has said that the one who talks about obscene things, vulgar languages, swearing, no decent conversation, such a person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the form of a dog. Allahu Akbar. I mean, look at how serious this issue is, that this person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah, but in the form of a dog. And what was the guna? What was the reason for him to be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the form of a dog? Language. Kalam. How do you talk and what do you talk about? Allahu Akbar. So this point that you have just raised now regarding the tongue, the use of the tongue, being the softest bone, as we always mention, we heard Bapajan also mentioning this, that this soft piece of meat, Allah had blessed this with 32 soldiers. And to protect the soldiers, there are two gates. And the best part is the soldiers are stronger than the gate. The gate is there, the soldiers are there, but this tongue, being the softest part of the body, will break the soldiers, break the gate, and come out and speak unnecessarily. Where there was no need to discuss, where there was no need to say anything, without thinking, without weighing your words, without understanding what you are about to say. Like a fire machine, you know, we're just firing the bullets without thinking. And then after that, we go and regret, be it spouses, husband and wife, father and son, brothers, relatives, family members, business partners, every house, every home, every family, every nation, every community is affected by this. Many a times we have enmity with our family members. You know what? He said this about me. She said that about me. It's always about said, because why? We don't use the brain before we speak. We don't think before we speak. And then as the topic had mentioned, and we have commenced this topic by the lingo, by the language, by the amount of the speech that we have, the speech that we give out, mashallah. So how we should speak, what should we speak, when should we speak, all these are those Madani pearls that as Muslims we should know. We should know.
You know, they say, Malana, if you want to see the person and his personality, listen to his words.
Hi.
Okay, because, you know, the tongue, it's a dynamite come in small packages. Okay. The tongue is the most effective part of the body. It shows you your power. This does not show your muscle. Because even small-sized guys with their tongue, they do, big-sized guys don't.
Allah.
But the words are so sharp that the words knock them out immediately.
Allah.
So when the tongue is there, the tongue basically it speaks, and when it speaks, it gives you the power of the person. You say, what a good speaker he is, what a good personality. But actually, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a special favor of the tongue, and he managed to pass the message on. Millions of lives have been changed. People have come from badness towards goodness, from evil towards goodness, from kufr towards iman, because of the person's tongue. Alhamdulillah gave them that, mashallah, this special tongue. But what about those persons who, when they use the tongue, views of Madani channel, you spoke about the guards, 32 guards, and about the gate, and about the tongue. When the tongue speaks, he hides. Immediately after he speaks, he hides. And if a person who dislikes that word of the tongue, he goes to hit you.
Allah.
You ask him, what happened? Why are you this mood today? Today your face is drenched in blood. You got a blue eye, your bust lips. He said, actually, I had a fight today and I swore. I used vulgar languages.
Allah.
Towards somebody. You use vulgar languages, this small piece of meat. Views the Madani channel.
Allahu Akbar.
It used the vulgar language. It formed the sentences.
Allah.
And it came out. It formed the sentences and came out of your mouth. And then after coming out of your mouth, the tongue stays inside the mouth and closed up with 32 soldiers and closed up with the gates, and the rest of the body gets the hiding. He's Allah. Covered. He's gone. The cover is inside. But the rest of the body is part of the body. So the tongue doesn't feel the pain. He's enjoying it. But head is making ouch, hand is making ouch, legs are making ouch, eyes are broken, ears are damaged. Each and every part is damaged because of the misuse of this ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala, the tongue. So, viewers of Madani channel, we have to be very careful, because remember, Mulana, what about, you know, the most important point, Mulana, we never cover yet, is about that whatever we say is written down.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Whatever this we say is written down.
This is indeed something.
I mean, we can get away in the court, Mulana. We can say, you can ask me. I say, no, I never said it. No, he's lying. Okay, he's lying. Court can believe you. But now we're talking about, Mulana, we're talking about the angels, Mulana. They're writing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Translation from Kanzul Iman. He does not utter a single word without a ready recorder seated next to him.
Allah
Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, he does not utter, he refers to human being. No one utters a single word one loves without a ready recorder who's waiting for you to say. And the moment you open your mouth to say something, good or bad, immediately it is noted.
Now then,
immediately it is noted.
Now, we start working on the, from daily, how many sentences? 10 sentences, 20 sentences, 50 sentences, views on money channel?
Hundreds of sentences, each
and every sentence, because the whole day tongue is moving. Words are coming out. Vulgar words.
Well, one should understand from here that, firstly, it is not good for a record of deeds filled with unnecessary conversation. This is your book of life, your book of deeds. It is, just imagine that on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just 1.25 miles away from our heads, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform this earth into copper. One day on the day of judgment will be equivalent to 50,000 years of this world. Such parishani, such hardship, so much of pain that one will not be able to give hisab kitab. And then after so many years, it is even mentioned that each person will be swimming in his own perspiration. That the cleaf, the pain, the horrors of Qiyamah. And then in such a state, a person will be given his book. That read what you have did in this dunya.
And how many sentences?
How many sentences?
And that's only if we make the fikr of this, we understand that, you know what, every sentence is being jolted down, every sentence is written down by the angels, they are noting down each and every sentence of mine. On the day of Qiyamah, they have to come in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Mummy will be on one side, daddy will be on one side, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam will be on one side, our beloved Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala on one side, our pyare aka Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala wasalam on one side, everybody, the whole creation, all mankind will be there, and we have to stand and we have to read our deeds. Oh, then you start coming to words and you're like, oh, mummy, daddy, ustad, how will I say this? How will I read
this? Allah, 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 Allah. If in the dunya, if this is opened, he will have no face to show his family.
No face to show his family.
But Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden our gunas, our sins in the dunya, the unnecessary and useless talks and backbiting that we have committed. Allah forbid. But on the day of Qiyamah, before the whole world, as we have just said now, it is for this reason, kash, dear viewers, and this is the Madani channel, kash, how we wish that we could practice this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyakul khayran, aw liyasmut. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, that person who believes in Allah azza wa jal and on the day of Qiyamah, he should either speak good or remain silent. If you are a Muslim, you're a mu'min, you will either speak good. And if you cannot speak good, then at least be silent. Allahu Akbar. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Ibn Aliyah had mentioned this wonderful couplet. Subhanallah, say dua. Maybe we all can participate together, aslam ba inshallah, and recite this. Har lafz ka kis tarah hisab aah main dunga. Har lafz ka kis tarah حساب آہ میں دوں گا اللہ حضبا کا ہو عطا کفل مدینہ اللہ حضبا کا ہو عطا کفل مدینہ. And regarding the waswasa, regarding the bad assumptions and thoughts that come to our mind, Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful dua. He further on says,
Na waswasa aaye, na mujhe gande khayalat. Na waswasa aaye, na mujhe gande khayalat. De zehn ka aur dil ka khuda kufl madina. De zehn ka aur dil ka khuda kufl madina.
Kufl madina. You know, کفل مدینہ لگا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ عز و جل،
کفل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل،
کفل مدینہ
لگا رہے گا
انشاء اللہ
عز و جل.
فار دس پرپز مولانا
جی،
ناؤ دیٹ وی آر ایکچولی اٹس گوئنگ ان دی ڈائریکشن، دی ٹاک ہیز ٹو گو ان دی ڈائریکشن، یو نو اور بیلوڈ اینڈ موسٹ ڈیئر ڈیئرسٹ پیارے بابا جان، اللہ گرانٹ ہم لانگ لائف اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ، he's always thinking about the way to save the ummah.
Allah.
You know, we're talking about Allah. The use of vulgar languages. Amil Ashur is talking about the use of the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, each and every part of the body he's covering up for us. So many beautiful points Amil Ashur has given us, that it doesn't mean that now you totally lock up the tongue and now you put the key and now the whole day you only make like this, like, no. You talk only Islamically permissible words. Subhanallah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, answer the Adhan, recite the Quran, answer Ammi Jan. Those things that will only make you think about, give you the zikr of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salam. So you plan a day. Like, you know we know what is unnecessary talking. We are the Madinah channel, do we know what is unnecessary talking? Oh, look at the sky, look at the clouds, look at the tree, see the bird, see this, see that. How's the color of my car? What is the color of the tires? This is unnecessary. So for that one day, which is every first Monday, Maulana, am I right?
Ji.
Every first Monday of the Islamic calendar, Amila Sunnat has given us the day called Yome Kufl Madina.
Allahu
Akbar. Whereby we lock up this tongue, you know, and that's a way to practice. Actually, imagine at home, Maulana, if you set up the situation between wife and children and daughters, and if how old you be?
There will only be peace in the family, subhanAllah.
Oh, just say one day.
On the day of Qiyamah, even the tongue will be questioned.
Allahu Akbar.
How much you spoke, what you spoke. So it is mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to place a stone in his mouth.
Allah.
And when he was asked, why do you do this? He used to reply by saying that I put the stone in my mouth so that I don't talk and speak unnecessarily. Because when I can speak, what I can speak, if there's nothing in my mouth as an obstacle, I might just say it. But the stone reminds me not to talk. Subhanallah. So Yom Kufli Madina, basically this that Bapa Jan, mashallah, had taken out. Madini channel viewers have already seen Ankuka Kufle Madina, huh? The lock of Madina on the eyes, the lock of Madina on the stomach, to eat less, to watch,
and to speak less,
to watch things which are permissible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with this wonderful ni'mah, wonderful bounty, which are the eyes. Allahu Akbar. Gosh, we can utilize these eyes to look at things which is permissible and jais in Islam.
Remember when our Amil Ashur was here. I want to bring it in because now that it's fitting into the puzzle. And when Amil Ashur was on the day of Yom Kufl Madina, whole day writing.
Allah.
Even if you want a cup of water,
he will note it down.
Give a hand sign.
Hi.
You know, special hand signal, or you write down some note, give it to Haji Imran, Damat Barakat, or he'll give me, or he'll give it to somebody. He'll whole day be passing messages. Actually,
Subhanallah.
We realize that even Amil Ashur don't waste a moment.
Subhanallah. Indeed.
You don't even waste a moment.
Indeed, you know, subhanallah. I mean, how I look at it this way, yeah. Aslam bhai, actually, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a hadith, أَصْحَابِ كَالنُّجُومِ بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, that my sahaba, my companions are like the stars in the sky. And
Allah,
if you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path.
Subhanallah.
Now, Amir al-Sunnah, he is فَنَافِ الرَّسُولِ فَنَافِ الْأَصْحَابِ, meaning he has finished himself in the love of the Sahaba Ikram, following the Sahaba, following our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, look at the subhanAllah, look at the sayings of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is why Amir al-Sunnat had opened this day. He had announced this day, Yom Kufl Madina. For what reason? He wants us to be intelligent. Amir al-Sunnat wants us to go into Jannah, subhanAllah. He wants us to be saved from the azab of the dunya as well as the akhirah.
You remember that saying, take account of yourself before your account is taken.
Allahu Akbar.
Actually, it's putting in there. Actually, Abba wants us to understand that
he wants us
accountability.
To understand.
So, if you work out so many Mondays you live in the dunya, if that's, example, 1 month in a day, actually it's a practice. When you start from one day, then you say, I'm doing one Monday, let me do another Monday. And then you do 4 Mondays.
It starts from somewhere. Even when you write something,
yeah,
you have to put the pen somewhere. No?
Yes.
For a dot to start.
Starting point. Of it.
So look at the saying, subhanAllah, of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He who avoids talking uselessly is blessed with intellect and wisdom.
Subhanallah.
I mean, Amir Ahle Sunnat wants us to be those people. Subhanallah.
And no one went about that point. Repeat that point again. Just repeat for me.
The one who avoids talking uselessly. Yeah. Unnecessary conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with intellect and wisdom.
You saw, man, I saw him many times. When there's argument, and the person is keeping quiet, he's not answering. After the person finished, blah, 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 we give the whole story. And then all of a sudden, the guy who's there, as you mentioned, with intellect and wisdom, says, no, actually, sorry, brother, I never meant that. I meant this. Oh.
Allah.
I'm so sorry, really. Please forgive me, Mawlana, Mufti Sahib. You know, he actually, this is what happens when you use the tongue uselessly. And the person who Allah Ta'ala gave him the special ni'mah of intellect and wisdom, so he thinks the message comes into the ears, goes come by the eyes, go to the brain, it sends the message, it ting, 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 then he sends the message on the tongue and he gives the answer. Some people, before the message even reaches the brain and the eye and the ears, all of them answer it out.
Allah. This is faster than even SMS.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. Look at it, subhanAllah. So Amiri Ahle Sunnat wants us to practice the Kufli Madina of the tongue. So he announced this day, Yomi Kufli Madina, in which, mashallah, thousands of Ashiqani Rasul throughout the world will officially, inshallah, practice this wonderful Yomi Kufli Madina, inshallah.
And the day of the Madani lock of the tongue.
Of the tongue, inshallah.
Of the mouth.
It should be of every family that love the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
I think you can just give the message to viewers, man. They must know the date. And they must share amongst our family.
Mondays, the first Monday of every month, subhanAllah. First Monday of
Islamic
every
calendar.
Month of the Islamic calendar,
we must try.
Let's make this intention.
You also make intention. Look, we have to try. There must be a starting point.
Indeed, subhanAllah. And then Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu then further says, and he who avoids his gaze from watching unnecessarily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with tranquility of the heart.
Allah.
His heart will be happy and satisfied.
As you've just mentioned, what I heard from the ulama, what the eyes admire is the heart desire.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
And what the heart desire is the body desire.
Ay.
So if your eyes admire views of Gumbad Khadra or, you know, beautiful Kaabatullah Sharif or Baghdad Sharif or all the beautiful views, you know, of Hajri Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, you know, all the beautiful things, then you will get tranquility of the heart. Am I right, Mawlana? Definitely.
SubhanAllah.
So we have to train the eyes to look towards these beautiful things. Tilawat of Quran, Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, if your eyes going in that direction, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we hope to get tranquility and peace of the heart.
SubhanAllah. And then Hazrat Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, he who refrains from joking around and mockery, fluking people, mocking, making joke out of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the light of Iman.
Allah.
Sometimes, you know, we are just Muslim for the sake of name. But from the inside, everything is blocked, it's sealed. We can't see. We have ears, but we can't hear the truth. We have eyes, but we can't see the truth. We have the tongue, but we can't speak the truth.
Allahu Akbar.
But if you are a human being, and you control your eyes, you control your heart, you control your mind, you're doing these things here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the truth to you. SubhanAllah. And He will instill this in your heart. SubhanAllah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with faith and iman. It is also mentioned, he who refrains from finding faults in others. Because this is what the tongue does, nah? When you see a fault, for you it's a fault, it could not be a fault.
Apparently.
So you say what you feel is right. So Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he who refrains from finding faults in others is blessed with the ability to rectify his own faults.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Don't look for faults in others. Inshallah, you will be looking at your own faults and Allah will grant you the power in istiqamah to rectify yourself.
And the same time, even we do see a fault. I mean, look, we are human and we are creating a lot of, you know, we are creating a lot of difficulties for our own selves.
Yeah.
We see somebody doing wrong. We are very quick to make the judgment.
Yes.
You know, we already want to take him, already take it, that poor person and put him in the fire of Jahannam. But we do not realize about the mercy of Allah is so great. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is so great, more greater than a mother to a born child, the mercy. So we have to first ask our protection from Allah. Allah protect us from this type of sickness, from this type of evil, from this type of calamity. And same time, make dua for that person. Then inshallah, if you make this, if you have this mindset, that Ya Allah, save me, Ya Allah, from this type of difficulty, from this type of guna, this type of sins, this type of vulgar languages, then inshallah, and you make dua for that person involved in it, and hopefully, inshallah, dua is a weapon of a believer, problems will be solved. Ji Mawlana.
Subhanallah. So we'll also try and practice this wonderful hadith by our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Pyare Aqa, Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the hadith, Man samata najah. Subhanallah. The one who remains silent won deliverance.
Allahu, you got success.
It's success. And he saved from the calamities of the Akhirah if he remained silent. Subhanallah. The second saying of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, As-samtu sayyidul akhlaq.
Allahu Akbar.
That silence is the head of all the morals.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
All the good morals and akhlaq that they are in the world. Silence is the best of all morals. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And the third saying of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, As-samtu arfa'u al-ibadati. Silence is a worship of high virtue.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. If you want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can also worship Allah azza wa jal silently.
Subhanallah.
How you can worship Allah? Kufli Madina.
Laga rahega.
Insha'Allah azza wa jalla. With this intention, ya Allah, I'm going to lock my tongue with the lock of Medina so that I don't speak unnecessarily. I know I have got this virus in me. I got this problem. It's a very big bimari. There's no injection. No doctor in the world can grant me a cure to let me learn how to control my tongue. The only thing is this. I can practice the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I can follow the sunnah of the Sahaba ikram subhanallah. Their lifestyle. Because they had learned this directly from our beloved Nabi Ahmad Mushtaba, Janabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And then our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, for a person to remain steadfast on silent is better than 60 years of ibadat.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Just imagine.
Want to worship
60 years? I mean, somebody may think, somebody who worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years, and this guy, this person is just silent. He's just silent. He makes his ibadat.
For the
but
pleasure of Allah.
He controls his tongue for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason commenting on this hadith. The commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, writes regarding the fourth hadith, meaning the one regarding this ibadat. If someone performs 60 years of worship, but he also talks a lot, and he does not differentiate between good and bad, between good talk and bad talk, between good conversation and bad conversation, then it is better for him to remain silent for a while. Because in silence, there is contemplation. You contemplate about the Akhirah.
You think.
You think about the hereafter. What will happen to me in the Qabr? Ya Allah, what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah when the sun will be just above my head, when the earth will be made into copper? So he will contemplate about the Akhirah. Whilst a worshipper, he is making ibadat, but at the same time he can't control his tongue. So that person who remains silent is better than that person who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. So this is the virtue of remaining silent. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, gosh, we can practice what we have learned today. Subhanallah. These wonderful Madini pearls. Jiya Slambai.
So basically, viewers of Madinah channel, we are at the end of this program. And remember, the day Yom Kufla Madinah, you have to start somewhere. Today we are directing about, you know, vulgar languages, because vulgar languages have become the order of the day. It's happening in our homes. You know it. It's happening in our homes. You would, as you're sitting and watching Madani channel now, you'd wish that my child is sitting next to me, or my daughter is sitting next to me, or my husband is sitting next to me, or my, you know, they're sitting next, so they can understand that this is a sickness, vulgar languages. It's there. It's in our homes. It's destroying our families. It's here for destruction, and only destruction. Destruction for what? Destruction for the qabr, and destruction for the hereafter. Yes. So Dawat Islami offers you solutions. And one of the solutions, Yawme Kufla Madinah, the day of silence, the day to lock your tongue. And inshallah, keep connected to the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. Wherever you are in the world, you know that mashallah, that now the message of Dawat Islami has reached 200 countries. Yes, 200 countries in a short span of time. So try to connect yourself to some Madani Marakis of Dawat Islami, some Islamic center of Dawat Islami in the world. Go to them. Alhamdulillah, these type of topics we'll be discussing on Madani channel. It's also discussed on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, from our Faizan Sunnat, from the form of Ijtama'at, Madani Halkas, in your locality, in your town, in your country. So please connect to Dawat Islami, inshallah, with the barakah and blessings of good company, you will get good results.
Sure.
But if you got bad company, you're going to get bad result. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, take an account of yourself before your account is taken. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen, bijah nabi alameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
For the nerves is indeed an enemy. For the nerves is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.